This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sunday fun day.
It messes you up the whole day because if you get home and pass out at 7.
Now you're up.
Now I'm up at 12. You know what I mean? Now I can't go back to sleep till 4.
There you go.
Like, man, yeah, that's all bad, man.
That's exactly what happened. I had Sunday fun day, tried bingo, woke up, wanted to take a week off, did the week. Like, let me see if I can do two. Two, was like, let me see if I can do 30 days. Got to like 3 weeks. And, yeah, I just lost the taste for it. Like, I don't have even a – and I still do the same things. I still go out. I still get bottle service. I still pop bottles. I just ain't drinking it no more.
Yeah, I go through these things where I don't drink for a while.
Invite me. I'll drink it for you, brother.
Hey, anytime, brother.
So one thing I'll do is – and I don't know about you, but when I'm in a bar or club, that's the one place I hate being and not drinking. Not because I want to be drunk, but because people usually come up to you, man, bro, where your drink?
Yep.
Why you ain't drinking?
Keep
what you
hand.
Mean? I'm gonna get you, man. I keep I ask for like a Sprite, ask for Sprite and say, can you just put some ice and just give me like a straw and just make it look like I got myself a drink?
It's having something in your hand.
Yeah. People just want to see that you're sober, but man, keep killing it because a huge thing, man. More of us need to go ahead and try to take extended breaks if you can for health reasons. If anything else,
at the end of the day, it's nothing. Like I'll drink again at some point in my life.
Nah, but you're in no rush, which is the good thing, and saves you a bunch of money too.
That's the part.
Yeah, there it is. I can imagine a couple thousand.
Man,
because you was kicking it. You was kicking
money.
Yeah, you were kicking it.
On being out.
Yeah.
So that's been good.
So I see you got the shirt on right now, and it represents Mike James Elite, which is a group of young men you've been coaching now for 2 years at this point.
This is our first year.
It's our first year, first year. Yeah. So going on to your second year at this point. So you decided to take a group of eighth graders and really develop them until they graduate high school.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yep.
So Mike James, who people don't know, if you don't know for context, Mike James, again, we talked about a little earlier in the first hour. Grant High School alumnus, went to Lamar for college, and then went to go play for the Brooklyn Nets. I think he's a good friend of Kevin Durant and everything. Played for Phoenix for a little bit, but he is the EuroLeague's all-time leading scorer.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Let me say that again. The EuroLeagues that housed some of the greatest basketball players ever known to man, and he is the number one scorer
ever
of all time there. He's decided to come back to his home city, where he's from, and number one, he does basketball camps every year for students, which is amazing, which is free.
We'll talk about this year.
Yeah, free for those students. But he also offers the Mike James Elite, which Sam and another friend of the show, Mr. Michael Lee from the university or from Kansas, is one of the coaches as well.
Mike Lee's the coach. So Mike Lee's the coach. I'm the program director. I run the program. So in 2021, Andre Lawrence hit me up, my brother, one of the greats, one of the most underrated basketball players to come out of the city.
It depends on who you ask. I don't think he's underrated at all.
Andre was called.
He was amazing.
Yeah, so Andre Lawrence hit me up and asked me if I wanted to, you know, do SCI basketball camp with him. And so I was, you know, beefing with SCI at the time, but he told them he wouldn't do it if I didn't do it. And so came in with him there. Over the last 4 years, we built it back up to being really successful. We had the record number of kids there this year.
Yeah.
To the point to where next year we'll split it up how it used to be when we were kids.
My stepson was an all-star there this summer.
Yes, he did. And so last summer, me and Mike Lee, so I do the Next Level Give Back every summer, which is our backpack event that me and Mike James put together. And Mike Lee, 2 years ago, wanted to add a basketball piece of it. And so we, with the middle school camp, decided we'd do it with the middle school kids and grow the game with them. So in 2 years from now, they're the best juniors and seniors in the state of the city playing outside, you know. So that's what we wanted to do. And so last summer, we were talking about it. Mike was in the process of redoing his deal. He just became the EuroLeague all-time leading scorer. He was doing his deal with Adidas again. And he had some leverage to do some stuff. Shout out to Austin Hodges.
Shout out to Austin Hodges,
yeah,
my guy.
Austin, Adidas. Made some stuff. He's not with Adidas anymore.
Oh, okay.
He's the chief brand marketing officer for a major company that deals with a lot of different businesses.
Shout out to Austin,
yeah,
my man.
Austin's fantastic. But he was the head of Adidas basketball for a while. And so he had, we were thinking about it. I was like, yeah, I'll do it, man, but I'm not coaching. I don't want to coach. We got to figure out who we're going to coach. Mike Lee, you know, had ended his tenure with Golden State at the time. He was home. We brought him in. All three of us met, and all of us were like, hey, man, I'm not doing it. If you don't do it. And we got together to put together. So we were thinking about what grade we were going to do. And so it was either going to be the freshmen or the eighth graders. And so we had to pick in the incoming eighth graders last year. But we put it together in like 2 weeks. And it was amazing. We were able to go. We started off with 12 kids. Ended up, went to 11, went back to 12, ended the year with 11. They went 41-5 this year.
Yeah. Just got back from South Carolina bit ago. And
We
did well in that tournament.
Yeah, we dominated the West Coast, ran through the West Coast, which doesn't happen. California, Arizona, Washington, Idaho, Colorado. Dominated that. Went into the Adidas Junior 3SSB National Tournament as the number one overall seed with some kids from Portland. Went out there, first five games, dominated. And then in the semis, we ran into a team, Louisville Magic, that had a 6'11 kid.
Woo! Eighth
grader. Real life.
That's
real
crazy.
Seen his dad. His dad looks like the Big Show.
My God.
With some really good guards. And at that point, man, you know, we played our worst game. They played their best. And we ended up losing the Final Four. So we made it to the Final Four.
That's still super impressive team of kids that just got together in their first year from Morgan.
It was nine months. And so they really developed. And so we're excited. So what we're going to do differently than other AAU programs is this is it. This is the only group that we're working with. We're staying with this grade level, and we're going to grow with this grade level. The same team, it might not be the same team every year because kids develop.
Of course,
things,
and they move, other stuff like that,
yeah,
of course.
But that grade level, we're going to stick with this class of 2029.
So once this class graduates, will you start another class, the plan?
Yeah, so when this class is over in 2028 will be the end. My son will be in sixth grade. Going to sixth grade then.
That's when you'll start?
We'll start over.
Okay. Nepotism at its finest,
man. Come on,
bro.
That's what we do.
I absolutely love it, man. I know we got to get out of here, Sam. Yeah. Man, tell me how people can find you today, and tell us more about the program, about how they can come check that out today at noon.
So if you want to find me, you can go on Instagram, Seasonin, SEEZNIN. Check me out. But Rose City Pro-Am, if you want to get the latest on Rose City Pro-Am, you can go to Rose City Pro-Am on Instagram. That's Rose City Pro-Am on Instagram. You also can go to RoseCityProAm.net. That's our website. Rose City Pro-Am is going to go every Saturday and Sunday with games at 12, 1, 2, and 3 p.m. from now until August 3rd. August 3rd is the playoffs begin, and then after that, August 9th and 10th are the semifinals and the championship.
Now, can the fan be there for the playoffs and interview some players and coaches and everything?
100 billion percent.
You hear that, Jordan? We're going to the Pro-Am, bro.
Yep, and it's free.
Hell yeah, man.
It's free. The games are at 12, 1, 2, and 3 every Saturday and Sunday at Park Rose High School. Come check us out. It's a lot of amazing talent. It's going to be some really, really good games. We have Mike James, Peyton Pritchard, Aaron Deloney, Robert Ford, Man, Marcus Sahonis, Cam Chapman, Kyle Greeley, Tyke Thompson, Javari Martino, Andre McCowan.
Jaden Stepp.
Jaden Stepp, Terrence Hill, Winters Grady, Isaac Carr, Fuzzy Montague.
Wake Forest, Isaac Carr. Yeah.
Winters Grady's at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Greg, Kyler Kelly, who played for the Mavericks last year, Victor Sanders.
My guy Vic.
Jazz Johnson. You name them, they out here.
Yeah, so get out to Park Rose, man. Come support, man. Come see some great basketball. And again, free 99. There's not a better price than that. Sam, man.
I appreciate
bro,
you.
Bro, man, I love you, my G, man.
Love you too.
I'm glad you're able to come
through again.
Whenever
man.
You want to,
I would
bro.
Love to come. Man,
Joe don't need to be gone. You can just come if you want to, man. We can talk basketball all the time. But make sure you follow him at Seasoning on Instagram or at Rose City Pro-Am. Make sure you find him. Make sure you come support. Sam, I appreciate you, my G.
Thank you. Appreciate you, bro.
Absolutely, man. Now, coming up next, man, let's talk some NFL. Jordan, what do you think?
I think we need to after this week.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, let's not talk Blazers. Let's talk something else. We're going to talk some NFL. Change is coming about. We'll talk about that next right here, Sports Sunday on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yesterday at like 7, I was like, hey man, like, you busy tomorrow? You trying to come on and
yeah.
Do the show for a little bit, man? And he said yeah, and man, I'm glad he can come in. He's on his way right now to Park Rose to get everything set up. One of the hardest working men here in Portland, man. Shout out to him. You know, all the people that make these little tournaments and these things go, yeah. These fun things, like just things like the Pro-Am, things like the Les Schwab Invitational or yeah. The Les Schwab game. Man, shout out to all those guys, you know what I'm saying? They're really kind of the people you don't see. They're really the unsung heroes.
Well, the guys and the girls, and frankly, I'm sure parents too,
oh,
out there,
100%.
And grandparents,
lots
and other family members, teachers that really help because they just care about kids and they want the next generation to have an opportunity to do what they want to do. I mean, that is one thing that I think could keep the youth basketball movement alive, kind of how you and I maybe grew up with it. Obviously, AAU screwed things up. Everything has shifted to now. Like, I love how Sam put it. Essentially, it's like, well, if you don't like the situation you're in, or if you're mad at the coach, or you don't like the players you're on the team with, you can just go start your own team. Or if you don't feel like, you know, they're valuing you the right way, you can just go start your own team. And I still remember, dude, seventh, eighth grade, Rashad, I feel like that was, I'm 36, you know, right. So pin me. It's 2025 now. Seventh or eighth grade would make me 14, so that would have been around 03, 04. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was when this shift kind of started, like late 90s, early 2000s, you know, when I still remember a kid on my basketball team. I wasn't great. I mean, we had the A team, the B team, and the C team, right? I made the B team, you know, so the second
I
best
made the B team.
Team
once.
There you go.
Don't trip.
Yeah, right, whatever. I think I made the C team a couple of times too, and I was really upset about it, but looking back, it's not the biggest deal. But I remember a kid on the B team was super unhappy with being on the B team. He just thought that he was better than everybody else. We're talking some, by the way, this is back when you could be tall and white and have no handling skills whatsoever and still be considered a good basketball player, and that's all this kid was. So him and his dad basically went and started an A2 team, you know, and it's just like, what are we doing? Like, yeah. Why are we putting up with this crap? And I saw that happening as a 14-year-old, and now it's crazy that it's made its way throughout basketball all the way to the top. And now, not only made its way, but essentially rules how we draft prospects and watch young players get into the game, Rashad. It's pretty crazy.
No, it's definitely a crazy time.
We need guys like Sam, man.
No,
he's
Sam
awesome.
Sam is one of the, this is, and he really leads with his heart. You know, and I think that's the one thing, like, when you talk youth sports, and for all the parents listening, I think you kind of get this. It's money involved. And really, it's stroking the egos of a lot of these coaches and a lot of these trainers.
Well, and the bad
these people,
parents, too.
And these people that are going to be able to say, like, oh, Jordan Schultz, yeah, I worked with him. Yeah, I worked with, yeah. And so now there's other parents are going to want to get
the
their
status.
People involved. And so the one thing I hate about youth sports, because I have a stepson right now. I have a son right now who is incredibly talented.
Yeah.
Incredibly talented. Like, the things he can do playing basketball is like, man, he's really, really freaking good. He's got a lot of people around him that are willing to kiss his ass and do all the stuff for him and everything. And so sometimes the accountability factor for these young dudes and these young students isn't there. And so the hard work isn't there. Like, they don't have to do certain things. They don't have to act a certain way. I'm not saying he does that. He does that. And I always kind of stay in his ears like, hey, man, stay humble. Do all the right things.
Well, that's actually – can you maybe speak to the level of parenting that might necessarily be more living vicariously through your kid?
Oh, 100%.
As opposed to 100%. The, hey, be humble. You know, stay hungry out there.
Listen,
that's how you get it done.
There are parents that maybe they did make it and didn't make it as far as they wanted to.
Yeah.
Or maybe they never, ever had it, and they see that their kid has it. And so they're really trying to, what's the word I'm looking for? I want to say nurture, you know, that. But, yeah, I think there are a lot of parents out there, and it's unfortunate, that want their NBA, NFL dreams live through their kid. And they see that they're close enough to be able to do that, and so they're really OD with it. And
you know, my high school coach didn't believe in me, but I'm going to make sure that my kid gets what I did.
No, yeah, like, and that's cool, and it's all good to pay for trainers. It's all good to pay for nutritionists. It's all good to pay for all those things that your student needs to be successful, but also understand that making it to a Division I level, number one, being 6'5", is important. Sam talked a little bit earlier about guys like Terrell Brandon and guys like Jeremiah Dominguez.
A lot of short guys from Oregon.
These short dudes, right?
Damon
but,
Stoudemire.
You know, as great as Jeremiah Dominguez was, like, getting that big recruiting letter from somebody else, just, it didn't happen. We all know him as phenomenal. But if Jeremiah Dominguez were 6'5", things would be very different.
And look at what he was able to do. And led Portland State,
you know,
to an NCAA tournament.
Look at what
tournament.
He was able to do, but he didn't get I'm sure he didn't get that scholarship offer from the Duke and the North Carolinas and the Arizonas and UCLAs that he may have been hoping for.
They wouldn't have let him on as a walk-on.
And that's the thing, because he's short. Most of these kids, and most kids aren't 6'5". And I always tell my stepson that, it's like, man, because you're not 6'5", you're going to have to work your ass off to be able to be in a position to be one of the elite. You know, if you're not 6'5", you better be special. Like, you better have a crazy handle. You better be able to throw the ball a million miles. Like, you better be able to hit really hard. Like, you better be different than everybody else if you're not a specific size, especially for basketball.
Oh, football, my God, yeah.
Football, if I'm 5'10", that's great, right? You know, you got a 5'10 running back or a, you know, 5'10 corner or a 5'10 offensive lineman. Okay, like, you can work with that.
Well,
right?
I think of guys like, remember James Davis, University of Oregon star back in the day, I think played right after Freddie Jones or a little bit around that time, maybe mm-hmm. with more Aaron Brooks than Luke Ridnour, but he was like 5'9", 5'10", but he yeah. shot the lights out. But
yeah.
that's about as far as he could go with his height was the college game, because that just doesn't translate as an off-ball shooting guard being under 6 feet tall in the NBA.
But if you are undersized, you better be able to shoot. You better be able to defend. You better be able to run an offense. Look at Peyton Pritchard. Peyton Pritchard is 6 foot, maybe 6 foot. He can run an offense.
Yeah.
He can shoot. He can play defense. Like, he can do all the little things that you're supposed to be able to do to have a long career in the NBA. And I think that's the thing right now. Like, you have to be able to do those little things, especially if you're going to be 5'10". I doubt my stepson's going to be 6'5". I hope. I'm praying that he does that, because I'm trying to be right next to him at the draft. Talking about, we did it, son. We made it. We got all the way there. You know what I mean?
So, are there many short guys in the league right now other than like a Peyton? I'm trying
TJ McConnell.
Yeah, he's... there's nobody like Earl Boykins right now. There's no Muggsy Bogues. There's no Speedy Claxton that's like 5'5 or anything like that.
No, there's no 5'5 guys. I just saw the other day, like... So Fred VanVleet is like 5'8".
They call him 5'10".
No,
but he's
I just saw that he's one of the 7 shortest guys in the NBA right now.
Okay.
Like, so I was just reading about his him becoming the new president of the NBAPA. If you hadn't heard that, CJ McCollum, former Trailblazer, is out, which I'm hearing most people were kind of hoping and expecting. I don't think they really loved CJ.
CJ didn't help the guy in the middle out, unfortunately.
Yeah, so it seems CJ's out and Fred VanVleet is in. And while reading about him being in, one of the things they mentioned is the fact that he is one of the like 5 to 7 shortest players in the league.
Hmm.
So,
that's awesome.
So it can happen. You know, we've seen it happen before.
But the athleticism has to. I mean, you talk about Peyton Pritchard. Not only is he great at everything you said, but he's really fast.
Yeah.
And he's really strong.
And, I mean, TJ McConnell doesn't seem super strong, but
nobody
I mean,
is faster
he's super
than
quick.
Him.
He's yeah. got a little, he's not shooting a lot of threes. He's getting to his spots. Like, so I think being smart is one of those things that it's going to translate everywhere, but also being 6'5", especially in high school, if you're looking for a big D1 offer, may or may not happen.
I mean, kids and 6'5" kids were still playing center when I was in high school, Rashad. And
6'5"s they're guards now.
Exactly. Even in high school.
Yeah, they're
weird.
Guards. Yeah. They're point guards, you know, and mm-hmm. that's the difference now. Like, they might yeah. play center against a certain team, but for the most part, these guys are bringing the ball, you know, up the floor. Remember, Anthony Davis was a point guard in high school.
Man,
you know?
it's almost like pitchers now that throw over 95 way more than they did, like, as high schoolers 20, 30 years ago. The amount of kids that can throw fast. Now, the amount of kids that are 6 foot whatever
yeah.
that are starting for their high school basketball team looking like they belong more
no.
at the next level as guards as opposed to centers. That's insane.
There are some kids that play on my barber's son plays for the Mike James Elite team that Sam
yeah.
Coaches.
That's cool.
And I'm getting my haircut one day, and this kid walks in the door.
Just.
And I look up at him like, oh, my gosh. Like,
El Gigante.
How old are you now? And he's like, oh, 14.
Oh,
like,
oh, my
yeah.
God.
6'4". I was like, oh, yeah, you're going to be.
Was he dunking at the age of 9?
He's dunking, and there's, I'm looking at games of his playing in that tournament that they were talking about, South Carolina, and he's getting breakaway dunks, you know, coming through traffic. It's like, oh, yeah, he's going to be a huge, huge problem. But, man. Shout out to all the students. Shout out to all the parents, you know, that are out there making these things go. We are super off track, man. We're going to talk about NFL coming up next. But first, Jordan has SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I do remember every single year my dad's birthday is August 2nd, and it is always around the Hall of Fame game. So it is about that time, my friend.
Here we go. We're about to start our season here in a little bit with some NFL preseason. Of course, not what we're, you know, not what we really want. But, hell, it is football, and the Hall of Fame game is July 31st. It is the Rams visiting the Detroit Lions. Not really much to take away from a Hall of Fame game, if we're being completely honest, man. That's just, yeah, you're going to see the first unit for maybe two or three snaps.
If we're lucky.
The one hope in preseason also is that the team doesn't go 3-and-out to start. If the team goes 3-and-out, you know that player is probably done. The starters are probably done at that point. But, you know, but if they get a nice drive, you can see a team go all the way down the field and at least try to get a punch one in. So
yeah, well, then we'll see some kid go for like 100 yards receiving and still get cut after week three of the preseason, because that's how it goes. It's always frustrating. Like, I'm so excited about football. Like, it's kind of that lull, at least it seems like it, that point in the year where sports just don't have as much happening. But that hasn't seemed to be the case this year, Rashad. Like, I don't know if it's just the way that we cover sports now, but like, you know, with Cooper Flagg in the summer league, maybe because being a Blazers fan, watching Young Hansen is keeping our eyes on screens, you know, as opposed to maybe a normal summer where we'd be out doing stuff. But I don't know, man. Like, there's just, I get like watching Hard Knocks, and then like I fall, you know, for like a kid that just seems like, oh, he's really, really liked by this coaching staff. Like, he's going to make the team. And then they just cut him anyways after two good performances. Like, none of this makes sense. This world does not make sense to me anymore. So I'm so excited for football, but it's hard to be invested because I've had my heart hurt before by preseason football there, Rashad.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it definitely, I'm a Patriots fan, so I've had more.
Does that even matter for Patriots fans?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's been some heartbreak there. It's been a lot of heartbreak. And right now we are in a sucky place, but actually I think we're in a better place than people, you know, probably want to give us credit for. And that's what I want to talk about today.
Okay.
Is, you know, kind of some of those storylines that maybe we're not talking about as much as we move into the season. Obviously, things have been very much around will Philly be able to, you know, repeat or at least get back to that level? Are we seeing a different version of this Chiefs squad? Is Lamar Jackson finally going to, you know, get over the hump and win a Super Bowl? You know, but for you, what are some of the biggest storylines going to the season? I know for personally, I'm looking at this Cleveland Browns situation. They've got a lot of rookies. Like a lot of rookies.
Yeah.
And they've got a big quarterback room right now. Obviously, some of those guys probably won't be in that room. You can't have five. Yeah, you can't have five. So, you know, some of those guys won't be there. But they have a full rookie class, which includes a running back who just got arrested and, you know, all type of things. I'm looking at this Cleveland squad saying, I'm not saying they're going to be good right now. Right, but I think they have enough young tools around them to where we could see potentially this Cleveland team take a couple steps forward. Maybe not this season, but the next one.
I mean, it looks like they have, I would say, enough of a plug-and-play offense to where it doesn't necessarily matter who your quarterback is until week 7 or 8, and especially where Cleveland plays. It's a cold weather city, so you need a strong offensive line and you need a good run game. The passing game, you know, that's kind of ancillary and takes care of itself, especially come November or December. They're going to be leaning on that running game, and that was why Nick Chubb's injury a couple of years ago was so devastating for the Browns and frankly surprising that they could even still compete for a playoff spot in the last couple of seasons. But that's because you have a guy like Joe Flacco that, oh, a little wild card, that experience coming in and able to maybe bring some, I don't know, calm feelings to the huddle as opposed to the level of change that huddle's experienced. Yeah, it's a joke. Like, obviously, the guy with the long jersey of quarterback names that have been there since the, I'm sure it was the Tim Couch draft or whatever he started the first one as. Like, they just need a little bit of stability in Cleveland. And I think that's, you know, something that they're trying to find amongst their five quarterbacks. Is probably going to be down to 4 officially once they're able to get Deshaun Watson off the roster, or if they don't, they'll just put him on like the PUP list, or they'll find a way to keep a roster spot available for somebody else. So look at it as 4 quarterbacks. And I do wonder, you know, the storyline there with Shedeur Sanders v. Dylan Gabriel, if any of those guys is going to get on the field before Joe Flacco or at any point during the season. People are throwing Kenny Pickett out there, and I'm like, hell no. So
how bad does it have to be to put Kenny Pickett out there? How bad does it have to be to put Kenny Pickett out there?
I mean, he's literally already been passed on by 2 teams. His original team in the Steelers thought that he was the franchise guy. That didn't work out. Couldn't even be a backup in Philly to Jalen Hurts. So I get it. You need something to write about during the offseason, but like, stop. Stop throwing out the Kenny Pickett stuff. Like, he will be cut. I would be shocked if they cut Shedeur Sanders and kept Kenny Pickett at this point.
There's no way
you go
Shedeur.
Up. You go more upside. Like, yeah. And it's frankly, it's just as stupid to see these articles about, oh, Shedeur might be playing in the CFL. Like, guys, I get it. He dropped in the draft, but can we stop ripping on the kid?
We really don't like this kid.
Like, I didn't like the kid in the draft, but like, it's getting to a point, Rashad, where it's kind of even starting to annoy me and make me wonder, like, guys, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Are we evaluating the on-field product, or do you not like his daddy? Because I don't like his daddy, but let's watch what's happening on the field.
It's both, you know. Yeah. I mean, Shedeur is a brash young kid, you know, and likes to show his jewels figuratively, not, you know, literally, and, you know, like to let everybody see.
Sitting watching the draft in the Louis Vuitton blanket, not the best look. And I understand why people...
But this, yeah. I'm going to give Shedeur a pass is because, and this is going back to the draft, the most important day of his life became probably the most humiliating day of his life, and he never stopped smiling.
Yeah, good for him.
And he never had a terrible attitude, and he didn't come out and, I'm going to make all these 31 other teams that passed on me. He didn't do any of that stuff. He just smiled about it and went on to do his job. Him and his brother are cracking jokes about it. Like, that's the kind of guy you want, man. Somebody that's cool, calm, and collected. And as my trigger man, I don't want to see you all extra emotional because things don't go your way.
Yeah.
As quarterback, sometimes things are going to go wrong. And I'm looking at the schedule for this Browns, and there's going to be a lot that goes wrong for them this year. Like, they start the season with the Bengals, loss. After that, they got the Ravens, loss. After that, they got the Packers, loss. After that, they got the Lions, loss. Vikings, win. Steelers, loss. Dolphins, we'll see. Patriots, probably win, but it's the middle of the season, so maybe they get their ish together by then. But these first few weeks of this season for this Brown squad, it's going to be tough. You're going to want a quarterback that's going to be able to go in there and not lose it, not completely lose it. I think Shador can do that, but also think having Joe Flacco to start the season is going to be good. I'll give Flacco 3 weeks before they make a change and say, man, bring in the lefty. Bring in the lefty.
3 weeks. Now that's it.
I give him by week three, it's the Packers. They lose the Packers and they have to go to Detroit the next week after that. Yeah, look for a change.
Well, Joe Flacco is an Aaron Rodgers. So
that Bengals team is still very good and they got their receivers. And, you know, Joe Flacco, as long as he's got, you know, those guys to throw to over there, like that team is always scary. When you got that two headed monster from in the backfield from Baltimore and Lamar Jackson and King Henry, that sucks. You play this Packers team who looks like they're trending the right direction. None of these bode well for you if you're the Cleveland Browns to start your season. So to have a quarterback that's not going to be able to – not going to shake under those circumstances, I think Dylan Gabriel is a good choice. But Shador, I think, is going to gives you more upside.
Dylan Gabriel's a little short. And if I have to – I mean, I've been bagging on Bryce Young for the Panthers, although he did have a little bit of a resurgence in the second half of last season. So we'll see if he can continue that. And maybe short guys in the NFL will actually work. So maybe I shouldn't bag on Dylan Gabriel's height as much. But sticking in the AFC North, Rashad, as far as storylines I'm looking at for the NFL season, I'm wondering what the hell's going on in Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers signing a late offseason signee as, what, like a one-year, $10 million deal. Their starting quarterback for 2025 announced. Along with that it will most likely be his final season, looking to go out the right way. He's saying all the yada yada stuff and trying to, you know, get out there and kiss babies and get everybody to love him again. But it's not just the Aaron Rodgers situation. I know Steelers fans get sick and tired of Mike Tomlin using the quarterback as essentially a plug and play and like an emergency last like second fill, you know, in the off season, or just kind of a lack of a true overall plan going forward. It's more of a year-to-year thing. But honestly, that's not even the biggest concern for me. It'll be interesting to see how they work with DK Metcalf. I heard Colin Cowherd say it. It's actually a really great point. You moved on from George Pickens, who was a head case.
Yeah.
You brought in another head case wide receiver in DK Metcalf. You need the number one guy, but it'll be interesting to see if Aaron Rodgers can deal with that. Then also, they're talking about shopping TJ Watt. Like, I understand he wants a new contract. I don't agree with not wanting to play in the last year of the deal that you signed just because you want more money. I hate that, but he is one of the best defensive linemen still, even at age 31, 32 in the NFL. So don't let TJ Watt go. That's stupid. You need him in that city. And then the trade.
Minkah
Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey. What the hell are you doing?
And I like Jalen Ramsey, but not for Minkah Fitzpatrick.
No, and he's making too much money still. And yeah, you're literally giving up one of the best interior linebackers to trade for a great cornerback at one time in the NFL, but isn't he on the downswing in his career? Like, I don't know. Mike Tomlin does things because he's got reasons he'll never tell you about, not necessarily always agreed with, but he'll come out on top. He has every single year outside of that one tie. I mean, he's literally had a better than 500 record, not just a 500 record.
For as bad as Kenny Pickens was last year,
he's always able to make it work.
They were 10-7. And I will say DK Metcalf is better than George Pickens, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think Aaron Rodgers is better than Kenny Pickett. And so just
I hope so.
Just that and its own, because Aaron Rodgers last year, per his stats, was a top 10 quarterback for a bad team. But per his stats, he was still a top 10 quarterback.
He was,
which shows you that he can still productive. Sling it and still be that guy.
In
you know?
New York, in cold-ass
New York. And now he's going to go to cold-ass Pittsburgh, and I think he's going to be just fine there. I actually think this Pittsburgh team, if they won 10 games with Kenny Pickett, I think Aaron Rodgers is worth 12. He's worth two more games.
Yeah, I agree. So, it's just the defensive side of the ball that I mean, but that has always been Mike Tomlin's thing.
Yeah.
But I think some now, of these offseason moves make
but
me question,
I think so. Now you have a little more offense that can maybe make up for the loss of a Minkah Fitzpatrick on the other end. So, yeah, man, the NFL, I can't wait. July 31st is the – what is that? The Hall of Fame game?
Yes, sir, in Canton, Ohio.
Canton, Ohio, that is the – hold on, let's go back.
It's the only thing that goes on in Canton every
year. Yeah, I don't think there's – it's the Rams against the Lions, 5 p.m. on Peacock or NBC, whatever you want. Nobody's watching it, so it doesn't really – Doesn't really matter. So
people will be watching, Rashad. Are you kidding me?
Do you watch the Hall of Fame game?
I watch it. It's not necessarily like appointment viewing, but it's on.
Yeah, it's on. It's on. Sure I'm not it's watching. There. It's like the Winco Foods Open. Like, it's on TV. I ain't watching it, but it's like on just so if I pass or need something quiet in the background, it's there, but I'm not necessarily listening.
It's that indicator that football's back. It's like you got to have it on. That's why it's like always nice. It's like, oh, my dad's birthday's coming up, which means
football, baby. So I can't wait, man. We are right around the corner, which means soon we're going to get to our divisional picks, you know, for each division and see who is going to come out as top dog. But coming up next, what do you say we wrap this joint up, Jordan?
Let's put a bow on this MF-er.
I don't have anything yet, but we'll talk about it during the break, and we'll pick something cool for you guys right here, Sports Sunday on the Fan.
I believe you deserve to be able to trust in your lawyer. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in just one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. I believe in practicing law with honesty and integrity. I believe that a few bad moments do not somehow undo an entire lifetime of being a good person. And I believe in what we do. We represent good people facing DUI charges. If you've been arrested, you need help, and you deserve to be able to trust in your lawyer. We're online at ReynoldsDefenseFirm.com. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Bronny, you know, killed him.
Clearly, you know, those, 10 points that Bronny had in that game, you know, look out. He's on his way. I do still think Bronny could be okay in this league, but I don't think he's going to be a superstar, but very few second-round picks ever are, which is fine. I think he can be a serviceable 8, 9, 10 points a night.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's fine.
And Cooper Flagg was playing in his first game since, what, April?
Yeah.
Like when he was on the court in the summer league on Thursday night? Like, yeah. So, no, it was just trying to shake, not even jitters, just shake the cobwebs off and just get the feel right.
We talked about it earlier, and that ticket for that Bronny versus Cooper game was insane.
Kind of almost glad he had a bad game in that. It's like just an F you to all the people that spent that money.
And get those. And also for him, you know, you go 5 or 21, you know, and 0 for 5 from 3.
Yeah.
Like, the people are going to start talking. And I'll start looking through social that day and immediately knew he was overrated. This is going to be Keith Van Horn 2.0. I was like, man, Keith Van Horn? Number one, we forget how good Keith Van Horn was. For those who don't know, Keith Van Horn with the high Sox used to get buckets, was great in Utah, and then was awesome in New Jersey.
Top scoring, or Brooklyn, New Jersey, whichever. Yeah, he was their top scoring option for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so,
come on.
I mean, and if that's the...
Him and Kmart, baby.
If that's the basement for you, is somebody like that, then... I think he's going to have an okay career. If your basement, the worst you can be, is Keith Van Horn, we forget how cold guys like Van Horn were. But Cooper Flagg came out the next game and looked like the second coming of Larry Bird. Couldn't do any wrong. Blocking shots, shooting threes, getting to the rim, finishing right, left hand, however you want it. Cooper Flagg is the real deal. I think there are a lot of people that... You know what? I'll take that back. I don't feel like there are a lot of people that want Cooper to fail. Usually there's this kind of stigma that hangs over a first overall draft pick's head is like, he's not going to be that good. He's going to be weak. Cooper's the one guy that I think we all kind of unanimously agree, like, he's got it. He can play. Like, everything about the way he moves. We talked about it earlier, and I talked about it. Yeah. When you see people moving with the basketball, you can say, oh, okay, they can hoop. Cooper Flagg is one of those hoopers. He knows exactly how to play his position. And then playing with this Dallas team once the season starts, they can be incredibly scary.
I am excited to see what he does in the regular season because I think game two, 31 points on 31 minutes, hit a couple of threes, filled up the stat sheet. We have now seen everything we need to see in the summer league from Cooper Flagg. Let's sit him down. Let's just during practice have him stand in the corner, shoot some threes, and then sit on the bench and enjoy Vegas while the rest of the Maverick Summer League team finishes that little mini season out. Like, that's it. I think we heard Danny Morang say, your job as a star player, you know, as maybe like one of the next great talents in the league to come into the Summer League, essentially, is to show two or three good games and then stop. Like, just you no need to do anything after that. Hang it up. You've seen what you need to see if you're everybody at this point. And for all those social media idiots, I mean, we did the same thing with Victor Wembanyama last year. And I will say, if you had to compare performances, Victor 2 years ago, Victor Wembanyama looked really bad in his first summer league game. Mm-hmm. And that's partly because of just the shift from Euro basketball over to here is it's something that you got to adjust to. And it was literally his first time playing, you know, in a competitive environment against Americans like that. Cooper Flagg didn't look that bad in his first game. Like I said, to open the segment, it was just cobwebs he needed to shake off, man. And shoot, after not playing for 2-3 months, yeah, there's maybe, like I said, not jitters, but there's just things that you have to get comfortable doing again, get the feel back, and what it took him all of a whole 48 hours to do so, and he looked like the player that we thought he would. So all those idiots on social media that are most likely not even actually believing what they post, just trying to post that so they can get clicks, that I don't know what to believe anymore, Rashad. I don't know what people actually think.
A lot of times I feel like people are just trolling.
No, they are, like, but now we all know. Cooper is what he is supposed to be.
Yeah. I mean, he was -5, if that matters to anybody.
No,
it doesn't matter to me at all.
League.
But he was 31 points, 4 rebounds, an assist. He did have a couple turnovers, but who cares? He had a block in between there, 10 for 21 from the field. Dylan Harper also played in that game.
Yes,
he did.
He's
the second overall pick, and he had 5 for 12, 16 points in the night. He was 0 for 4 from 3. But again, that doesn't, you know, really matter. They got a win, and he played really, really good with this San Antonio squad. I think these are the two teams that will probably end up running the West for a while. I mean, throw in OKC, obviously, you know, for obvious reasons. But San Antonio, the way they've been able to build and getting incredibly lucky over the draft in the last few years, they've got something special. And Dylan Harper showed that he can really hoop. So playing alongside Wemby, playing alongside De'Aaron Fox, you're playing with that squad with Vasile, like they're going to have they're going to have a nice squad right there. And then Dallas, man, come on, man. Look at that squad right now. When Kyrie gets back, and then you got Anthony Davis, and then you got those bigs that are there. You've got a shooter in Klay Thompson. Dallas can make some more noise today. If the season were to start today, Dallas would be a team that a lot of us picked to finish within the top 4 or top 5 of the West.
Also, make sure you keep an eye on Jaeger Demon, the guy that I wanted the Blazers to draft. He actually ended up going 8 to the Nets. In his summer league debut, hit a couple of threes, scored 8 points, and actually shot 5 threes. Like, hitting a couple of those, I feel like that was... He already answered the biggest question going into the combine and the draft. Was could he shoot?
Yeah.
He can. He's 6'9". He's got great court vision. He can pass, and he's fast. Man, all right, Blazers... Hopefully getting something in Yong Hansen, but I am so mad that it already looks like Jaeger Demon is what we thought he could be.
Yeah, it is. And I was pissed that he went at 8, but whatever. So shout out to Jaeger. But Hansen, hey, man, we're counting on you, buddy. We're counting on you. We think you can do great things here. So, man, I appreciate you, Jordan. It's always good to just have you in.
Appreciate you, brother. Absolutely. Love you. Love everybody out there, man. It's always a blessing to be on the mic.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to my guy, Sam Thompson. Appreciate you coming through. You can go see him at the Rose City Pro-Am at Park Rose starting at 12 today and then every weekend for the next couple weekends up there. Man, I appreciate you all. Joe will be back next week, and we'll be here full bore. I'm Rashad Taylor from my guy, Jordan Shorts.
Jordan Schultz. He just took me back to third grade. Hey, Jordan Shorts!
For my guy Jordan Schultz. I'm Rashad Taylor. This is Sports Sunday. We're going to holler at you. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.